Well, good morning. This is Laurie Lopez with Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church. Today is Friday, August the 17th, 2012. And as I prayed over what message to bring today, the Lord brought a book to mind that I read years ago called Lord, I Want to Know You. And it takes the various names of God and talks about how his character is related to those names. And one name that came to mind for this week is Jehovah Shema, which is the Lord is there. And so today I just want to talk about that. I want to give you encouragement that if for some reason you are feeling abandoned or lonely or forsaken, the Lord promises that he will never leave us, that he is there. But it's comforting to know that even the great men of the Bible felt that way sometimes. And this is David's cry in Psalm 13. It says, O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, we have defeated him. Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. Someone wrote this in regard to that psalm. It says, in this psalm, the writer found himself feeling so alone, so seemingly abandoned by God, that he was plunged into deep depression and despair that took him to the edge of death. He was wrestling with his thoughts. His sorrow was overwhelming. Perhaps you can relate to such feelings. Perhaps you know what it's like when your thoughts are whirling around in aching confusion. You may know what it's like to plead with God for light, for peace, for an alternative to the spiritual death you think is imminent. Then comes the but. The psalmist, even as he was suffering terribly, stopped himself with that little word. David chose to trust in God's goodness, even when his heart was failing and grieving, because he knew God. He chose to trust in God's unfailing love and rejoice even in the midst of sorrow. Did you get that? He said, but I will. The psalmist makes a choice. He made a conscious decision to trust in God's love even when the dark clouds of terror and depression hid God's face. David knew this as a fact, and you can know it too. You are never alone. God is always nearby, even when you can't see his face or feel his presence. When you feel alone, call out to him. No matter how you feel, the fact remains, he is here. He is everywhere, and he hears your cries. And I think about the times in my life, and I in no way know what true suffering is, but for the little bit that I've experienced, what I found to be true is that those are the times when God is working so diligently in my life to change me. And sometimes he uses those experiences to draw others to himself. Henry Blackaby says, an experience in God, nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. the Father will always relate to you out of the context of his love for a lost world. So in whatever you're going through, know that God is working all things out, and take this as an opportunity to work alongside him, to be used by him to reach a lost person in your life. Maybe it's a lost family member or friend. And as they see your faith rise up and the hope that you have in God, that draws them to him. And so know that today. Suffering has a purpose, and trials bring about Christ-likeness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." Lord God, we thank you that you are here, that you promise in your word that you don't leave us. You'll never forsake us. That you're a good father, you're a good shepherd, and you are working all things out. And God, give us the grace and the strength to endure and to look for you in the places that seem dark sometimes, God. Holy Spirit, help our spirits to be sensitive to how you're moving and how you're working. And God, change our prayer of deliverance to a prayer of thy will be done. And Father, if I have to endure this, let your will be done in my life and on this earth. God, we love you. We thank you for never leaving us. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. You were reaching through the storm, walking on the water, even when I could not see. In the
forsake me, not for This is in your name, Jesus. Amen.